afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. It's a late night record, right, Gary?
That's right. It's the witching hour.
It's the witching hour, 9:30 p.m. By now, us three dads are usually sleeping.
Sound asleep.
We are wide awake right now, and we're ready to...
I'm wide awake.
Lay down some sultry tunes for you. We got Matt Belknap on the mic.
I'm wide awake.
Gary, you're here. Hi.
I'm wide awake.
Gary, your lady's out of town for a while.
Yeah, that's right, man. I'm rolling solo. It's not, Pat, it's not easy being a single dad.
No. Except all that tail you get when your lady's out.
I know.
Did you guys make that agreement when she left?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hot and cold running tail. That's, yeah. It's all part of the agreement. This is crazy, but I know why you're feeling so crazy.
Why, man?
Episode 69.
Episode 69. Up top, my brother. Now, anyone expecting us to do something crazy for this episode would be wrong, because we just realized it's episode 69 about 3 seconds ago.
So disappointed.
Which is crazy in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you should have been looking forward to it the way you were looking forward to that 007 episode.
Well, that was right out of the box at number 7, so I got excited for that. But what would have been the topic if we would have done a My Brother's episode 69 episode?
I don't know.
Sex songs about screwing.
We already did that, didn't we?
We did Triple X Show.
Yeah, Triple X Show.
Oh, that's just dirty songs.
It's just dirty talk.
Yeah.
I don't know what a 69. Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Matt said maybe just songs that had brother in the title.
Yeah, I thought that would be funny. But then Kyle, like an asshole, had to point out that we already did that relatives one. Like he's my
keeper. Out of topics. Tonight will be the last show.
But we can't quit now because we're doing so good in the charts.
We're doing good in the charts.
Thanks, everybody.
We had some movement last week. Gary and I then figured it out that it might be because Jimmy was on the show.
Might be the Pardo bump.
It might have been a Pardo bump, but that's okay. We'll take it.
And now we're going to experience the Lucy lag.
why don't we just put Jimmy's picture up every week with a number on his forehead. And
he's back. Guest co-host Jimmy Pardo.
We'll just say, one week we'll say that you're Jimmy, and the next week we'll just say I'm Jimmy. Hey, it's Jimmy Pardo back in the seat.
He's always here in spirit.
He is. He's executive producer. He doesn't do anything. Gary, you got any fun? You got any games? You got anything?
I got fuck all, man.
What happened to the games, man? I miss the games.
Yeah. I'm gonna bring back some games.
He's a single parent.
It's not easy being a single dad.
Isn't it game night in America?
It feels like it. It feels like it'll be after this damn election. It will be.
Yeah. Okay.
When life gets
who's gonna win this election, man? I'm out there. I'm rocking the vote.
I think it might actually have already happened by the time this. We're so far ahead right now.
I know.
This might actually be the week of the election.
We actually have 69 episodes in the can.
Is this coming out the week of the election?
This is going to... No.
The week before.
Week after, maybe.
The week... No. No, we're... I don't know.
We'll figure it out later.
We'll figure it out later.
Oh, actually, no. I can actually tell you. If everyone... Just hum to yourselves. I would tell you right now when this one's gonna. This will actually.
Gary, what show are you working on? Just plug that real quick.
Oh sure, yeah. It's called Let's Ask America, and all our friends in Phoenix and Cincinnati, Bakersfield, Baltimore, Miami. It's on just in a very few markets now. Check your local listings. But it's a great game show. It's the perfect game show for America because you don't have to know anything. You just have to have an opinion.
Oh,
so it's all like questions about like, you know, which is the better ice cream or something, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But fun. Hosted by Kevin Pereira of Attack of the Show.
Was he on Never Not Funny?
He was.
He's good too.
Really funny guy. Very funny.
And ugly. Just not good looking.
Yeah. And a real dummy.
Yeah. Don't like him.
That guy like started his own internet hosting. Like he was like an internet service provider when he was like 14 years old or something.
Well, that's
so weird.
That guy is a jerk. This episode will air November 1st.
All right.
Election day is on the 6th.
Excellent.
So get out there and vote
early and vote often.
Yes. Yeah. Don't take anything for granted.
Yeah. Next week, get out there and you pull the lever for Ron Paul.
Okay. That's right.
That's my suggestion. Okay. Well, Gary, let me tell you about our episode tonight.
Yes.
This was sent to me by a very lovely young lady. A lovely young lady. She's a big Never Not Funny fan. She's a moderate Rock Solid fan. Her name's Jennifer Pelkey.
Nice.
And I just saw her last week at a taping of Jimmy's new internet sensation Right Now, which you were a part of, Gary.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Matt was a part of.
On the Nerdist Network.
And Kyle was there PAing. And I was in the audience loaded on two glasses of wine. But Jennifer suggested that we do a song with a telephone theme. So
why not? There's so many songs about telephones.
That's right. And telephone doesn't have to be in the title per se. It can be, but we mixed it up a little bit. Did you mix it up a little bit?
I mixed it up like crazy.
So did I. So I
think like Sir Mix-a-Lot over there.
Exactly. I think this is going to be
fun.
Put
the emphasis on the wrong word there.
And
remix that shit.
Unfortunately, I already said what the topic is, so my playing song isn't going to be cool, but let's do it anyway.
Yeah, let's just play it.
Boom shaka.
Here it goes. For telephone.
Dave's not here, man.
Ooh. All right, cut it.
So just because it started with a
telephone. Yeah, it started with a telephone. That's a Billy Joel from Glass Houses. That's called Sometimes a Fantasy. And that's a song about calling a phone sex line. So
great.
So that works for my brother.
Yeah,
my
totally.
Brother.
There you go.
All what right. are you wearing? I'm doing a 69. With who? Oh. By myself. What?
I'm very flexible.
I'll call you back later.
Okay. Yeah. Finished. Done. So,
why don't you kick off this one? Since
how many songs do you got in your?
I got eight songs.
I got nine, so I'll kick it off.
Perfect.
All right. This is from 1972. I got a fella who again I've played him before. He's not a great vocalist, but he is Lou Reed. So let's hear New York. Telephone conversation.
By the way, that sounds like a stand-up comedy routine.
It does. Oh.
You ever hear one of those New York telephone conversations? It's like,
you could see that as a listing for a comedy
yeah.
album.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, it's a track title.
It would be right after Drive Through and then followed by Brown Shoes.
I was sleeping, gently napping, when I heard the phone. Who is on the other end talking? Am I even home? Did you see what she did to him? Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares?
Kids, anyone can be a singer.
I know Matt doesn't care.
Is that from his children's album?
What's from Transformer.
Transformer, of course.
I would love to hear Mike Myers as Linda Richmond sing that. That would be great.
It would be like butter.
Just a New York conversation. No, I don't care.
Oh, Lou Reed.
Gary, what do you got?
Now, of course, the greatest song of the year that we both agreed on, Call Me Maybe.
Right.
Is a phone song.
Yeah, because it's got call.
It's got call in it. Now, have you ever thought about, like how did that transaction go down when she actually, you know, here's my number. Do you think, like, did she, like, tell it to him and he went beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, and, like, you know, entered it in?
Uh-huh.
Did she hand it to him on a slip of paper? I wonder how she actually gave him the number.
It is rather old-fashioned, even the notion that, yes. She, you know what I mean? Like,
that he had her digits.
But, yeah.
Did they bump phones?
I think they bumped phones, yeah. Galaxy S3 style.
I think that's what they did.
And then later they bumped Ugly. Yeah. 69, my brother. There we go. It's coming back.
That song, I've analyzed that song quite a bit since we first played it a few months ago on the show. And I have to say, I find it rather paradoxical that she's like kind of like, call me maybe. Like, she's kind of insecure and like, oh, I don't know. But then she's like, all the other boys are trying to chase me or whatever. It's like, that's conceited. What are are you conceited or are you like a shy insecure?
Sounds like she's maybe bipolar or else she's just playing both ends of the spectrum. She's one of those whores that wants you to think that she's not a whore, but she's really a whore. 69, my brother.
She does look a little nutty. She's got those.
She does look crazy. Yeah. She's not that attractive, is she? She's not.
She's in a crazy way. She has them. She got them husky wolf eyes.
Have you guys seen the video?
Husky Wolf Eyes.
You know,
no, I haven't.
You know, like Alaska.
The video's got a great twist ending. I think it's like an M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh. She's dead.
Check it out. I won't spoil it.
Does someone call her from the grave?
They call her Gravy.
Oh my God, that's totally Weird Al.
Oh, so Weird Al Gravy. So pass the gravy.
But what I was getting at was in a bygone era.
Yes.
She would have wrote the number on the back of his hand.
Oh.
Check this out. The Jags. You know this song. The Jags.
This is old school.
Yeah, 78, 79.
You're on a comet if you're feeling blue. You tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you. Oh, when I call you, I can stack for blast. You wouldn't have met before you try your ass. I'm not a foot machine, a 1960s dream. I can bet you listening, but you never see her. God, I don't need a book. God, I don't need a book. I know just what you are. Don't push your love too far. God, I'm untouchable. Not just another girl. I get in touch with you. I only wish I knew it. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number.
Before Post-it notes, before
that was in the
Galaxies.
That was in the movie You, Me, and Dupree.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Did not know that.
Yes, it was.
Wow. Nice.
So Owen Wilson fans know that, Gary.
good call.
Are there any left?
Good bit of minutia there.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why people listen to Rock Solid. That's what brought us up to number 102.
That's right. That's right.
Tidbits like that.
Yep. That wasn't. Pardo wasn't giving tidbits like that. He was complaining about how much work it was to get some songs in order. Hey, I'm going to interrupt the episode right now and talk a little bit about me.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No, I saw Peter Wolf, lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, just this past Friday at a club called the Hotel Cafe.
Okay, yeah.
And place holds about 175 people.
Wow.
I think there were about 75 there.
Yeah.
But it was the greatest thing ever. He was like, from me to you, the whole night performing. And at one point, he was telling a story, and people were talking in the back. He yelled at them.
Really?
Yeah, he goes, hey, man. We're performing up here. I mean, I thought this was a listening room. Trying to tell a story.
Does he still bring the energy? Does he still
God. I mean, Gary, the smallest, tightest stage, and he let loose like he was on a massive stage, twirling the hands.
Does the Woofa Goofa dance?
Oh, Woofa Goofa dance. He brought out, he's holding six shakers in his hand at a time, climbed up on a stool, playing harmonica. His mic went out. He doesn't. He goes and finds another mic that's working on stage. It was a great,
what
great
a showman.
Show. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, played Love Stinks. He played like an Appalachian country version of Love Stinks.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was great. That's it.
Did he play Jay Giles hits? Like,
He has a lot of solo stuff. So he played, maybe four or five Jay Giles songs.
Centerfold?
No.
If only.
What else did they do? I couldn't put
freeze frame.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Must Have Got Lost.
Oh, see, that's all you need.
Yeah. And Love Stinks. Maybe something else.
Getting back to the matter at hand.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Let's hear a song.
I just had to throw that in. I should have started that at the top of the show, but I didn't. It's late night record. We're all sleepy. We used to
do what you want, man.
Whatever. Okay. This song coming up is from the Electric Light Orchestra.
Okay.
Now, you're going to think this is a song called Telephone Line.
That's what I'm thinking right now.
But it ain't that fucking song,
what?
Gary. This is from Balance of Power. This was from their last proper CD released in 1986. And this was a song. You got the time code there, too, right? Mm-hmm. This is a song called Calling America.
Well.
Call America, maybe.
That was a strange period. There was a lot of like residual leftover patriotism.
Yeah,
I think from the bicentennial, that was like living in America.
Yep,
yeah. It was around then.
Yep, all that kind of stuff.
Wonder why that was.
Yeah, and that it wasn't. It was way too much. That was like 10 years after.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
It's crazy that they suddenly. I know that James Brown song was from Rocky IV or whatever.
That's so true. So yeah,
they had a reason. They had to fight the Ruskies.
Prince had that song.
What did he have?
America. America.
I don't remember that.
You remember that? I was on Around the World in a Day. Anyway, you guys, you know, if you know anything about me, you know that my heart beats with the rhythm of the samba.
Of course.
And that, you know.
We have to tie you down to stop you from dancing.
Yes. And so that's why I wanted to, I couldn't let this show go by without playing the telephone song from João and Astrid Gilberto. It goes a little something like this.
Line is busy every time that I phone. Bus is the longest talker I ever known. Bus, I've been trying hard to reach him all day. Bus, when I get him, I forget what to say.
Did not expect English lyrics.
No. I thought this was going to be on the order of Zooby Zoo.
I've been sitting here and dining all day. Bus, got to get him and there must be a way. Bus, if you heard the way he begged me to call. Bus, you could never understand it at all.
The
what year is that from, Gary? 1932.
I want to say 65 or 65. 6 or something.
Who's that artist again?
Astrid Gilberto, famous for The Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And her husband, João Gilberto, and also Antonio Carlos Jobim plays on that. But the genius of her sexiness is she has that just that totally flat affect, just like she's like in a coma or something, and just like this is the most frustrated I've ever been. I'm losing my mind.
Like, but do you think she's an animal in the sack? My brother, 69.
I think so.
Or do you think she just lays there, 69? My brother.
Either way. My brother. What do you got?
Well, look. Here's a band I love, and I hardly ever play this band.
All right.
I don't know why. Maybe they don't have. You know, songs with a donut in the title or whatever.
Whatever the fuck.
You know, whatever the hell we're doing. Gravel. There's gravel in the title. Roadkill. Whatever it would be.
Ah, the gravel episode. Now, that was a classic.
But this is from this band's third album. I remember the reviews weren't great for this album, but this is my favorite Foreigner album, Head Games.
Yeah.
The cover, yeah, it's a girl in a
taking a shit in a urinal.
No, she's not taking a shit. I think she's wiping her number off the stall.
Okay. Well.
And
why is she sitting on the urinal?
Let me see.
She might be sitting on the, but she's.
Well, she's tired. Her number's been written there like 30 times. My brother, 69, says for a good 69, call this chick. And but this is a song called "Love on the Telephone." It's like a Sesame Street song.
So he, it's not about phone sex. He's
no.
Oh, I see.
Just doesn't want to lose his love on the telephone. Yeah. Sherry Monahan got me that album when I was in ninth grade.
Oh, nice.
Wait, he doesn't want to be dumped over the telephone? Is that what he means?
I'm not sure what he means. I could,
You're the one who fucking brought it.
Right. Oh, buddy, I bring it every time.
Give us some insight.
Okay, let me. You know what? I'm looking up lyrics. Because,
no.
It's too late for that.
You know what? When I
know.
When I pull just a section.
Oh, it's Foreigner.
Okay.
This is a waste of time.
Okay. You know what? It
sounds like she's calling him to come over and do 69, my brother.
Okay, that's what it's clearly about.
Yeah, I'm reading the lyrics. I don't even know what they're about. I just like the tune.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'm usually a lyric guy, so when you throw that on me, I go, I don't know.
You're a little spazzed out.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It does have a nice frantic pace, though.
Thank you.
All right.
And he counts the days for us.
All right. This is going to pump some energy back up.
Saturday is the weekend, and Sunday go to church. What? Go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry.
This was my favorite song of 2010.
Let me make sure I don't have this on my playlist. Okay. I do not.
This is a group called Sleigh Bells. And, all right, here's the history of this song. It was originally titled Ring Ring. Because it mentions like
still a phone song,
but when they redid it for their big debut album, for some reason the name changed to Real Real, even though in the lyrics it still says Ring Ring. So you know, go. But anyway,
fucking hipsters.
So anyway, it goes a little something along the lines. Ring, ring, call them up. Tell them about the new trends.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's good.
That's a good song. You love these. You love the ladies with the tiny voices.
Yeah, I like the wispy voices. And that song there is based on a Parliament sample. This song called
The House of Parliament.
No, yeah, the House of Parliament. It was during Prime Minister Question Time.
I object.
Parliament Funkadelic. It's called Can You Get to That? And that's not represented. That's not what the album sounds like at all. They have this really obnoxious like, and it's really just like really in your face. But that's kind of like a.
And that's 2010.
Yes,
that's their first album.
Yes, Sleigh Bells.
We'll see what anything on the horizon for them.
They had another album this year, and it's very good.
All right, great.
It's got a bloody sneaker on it. Can't think of what it's called.
Maybe it's called Bloody Sneaker.
Maybe it's called Bloody Sneaker. My Bloody Sneaker, my brother. All right.
How'd your sneaker get so bloody? You know my brother.
Yep.
Oh, what? I don't know.
It's gross and nonsensical.
It's, something that would happen in the movie Hostel. All right, look.
Can't believe it took this long.
This phone doesn't, this song doesn't have the word telephone in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this song doesn't have the word call in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this song does have the word. Are you ready, Matt? Get it ready as soon as I say the word. This song does have the word Jenny in it.
Oh, yeah.
I know you think I'm like the other people who saw your name and number on the wall. Jenny, I got no number. I need to make you.
Did you ever call that number when you were in high school?
Who didn't?
Of course I did.
Nowadays, if they recorded the song, the record label would make them go 555-5309.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what happened to the girl Jenny?
No.
She's on the Foreigner Head Games cover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wiping her number off the wall.
Wiping her number off the wall. That's what they got.
You know, it's funny like that. I like that song. That's a nice one-hit wonder type of song. But I wonder if what's the rest of that album sound like? Does it suck? Is it great? The same order as that song?
Pat, if you don't know, none of us know.
I might have to research that and see what Tommy Toontone's going to bring us.
I remember they had another MTV hit called Which Man Are You? With like kind of like, are you a party? And it was like kind of a hip to be square sort of thing.
It wasn't a song about walkie-talkies?
I don't think
so. Or some other form of communication.
It was not. But that's a whole subgenre there. There's a lot of phone number songs in general. We should call them all right now.
Well,
see who's there.
See what's up.
Yeah. That song always makes me think of, I had a hat
You had a hat?
I had a hat.
Good story. Anyway.
And it was like a Ghostbusters painter's cap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it had the Ghostbusters logo, and it was like, who are you going to call? And then it had a phone number on it, and I called it so many fucking times trying to get through, and then like when I was older I realized it was a 555 not a real number. I don't know why I couldn't figure it out.
Do you think someone has the number 867-5309 currently?
Oh yeah, I mean somebody probably
I thought it was banished forever. I thought you just couldn't even get it now because it's like poison.
What's the 411 on this?
Kyle, will you call it? Call it in the 818.
Call it in the 818.
Call 818-867-5309 and see if anyone answers. Are we waiting for him to do that?
We'll put it on the air if someone answers.
Okay.
So
you ready? Do you know that? Do you remember the number, Kyle? Just sing the song. 818-867-5309.
I feel like there were in those like I Love the 80s, there were stories about like there was some like when the song first came out, there were people who were like, yeah, I got that. I had that
you
number
damn kids.
And I called a million times.
Of course it's been changed.
Yeah.
Because idiots keep calling.
Idiots keep calling her 25.
I would love if it would have been picked up and said, hello, you have reached Jenny. I'm not in right now.
So shouldn't somebody buy it up and do something with it?
Yeah, this guy with a Tommy and a two-tone. Yes. I don't even think that's a guy's name. I think that's...
No, it's not.
This was off their second album, too. Tommy Two-Tone 2.
Two-Tone 2.
Way to go, guys. Way to put it out there. Okay, Gary, you're up.
You know that Blondie song about hanging on the telephone?
Yeah, I know
it. Sure.
Have you heard the original version of it?
I haven't.
Well, you're about to.
All right.
Buckle in, motherfucker, because it's time.
Oh, my God.
This is, it's by a group called The Nerves.
Okay.
Led by one Peter Case, who went on to fame and fortune with the Plimsolls.
Okay.
And it goes a little something like this.
I'm in the phone with this one across the...
Oh, I have heard this.
If you don't answer, it's pretty cool.
About telephones is they used to be in one place,
right?
That's
and you had
true.
To like stay there.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's, and now they're everywhere. Kyle had one in his pocket. He just called Jenny.
He just called Jenny right now.
I saw a payphone in a restaurant yesterday.
Ew.
Was Adam Levine?
It took me aback. I was like, and it was behind the like the counter where you pick up the takeout. Uh-huh. So it was like the restaurant's phone. Like that's where they get their.
Oh, so if the help wants to call, they got to use.
But what the fuck?
That's weird.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
I know. That's.
It's like a good. It's like.
Are there any around?
Like, who takes care of those? I mean...
Exactly. Who empties it? Who picks up the change?
It's just... I'll tell you who's not using that. Howie Mandel. It's just germs all over that thing.
Germophobic.
Wow. So, Pat, I wonder what your song
is next. Gary, do you know that song by The Nerves, Hanging on the Telephone?
I'm familiar.
Well, I'm about to play the remake of that by Blondie.
How's that go?
Similar?
Right down to the thing.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm in the fumble. It's the one across the hall.
They didn't do much with it, but it's fucking great.
Right.
Yeah, I think they probably own it. You could make your A-B comparison here, but yeah, I think they probably seized control of it. Like, I'll take this.
Well, yeah, you know? I mean, yeah. Debbie Harry's voice.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I mean, if I could get Peter Case and Debbie Harry in a 69, my brother. that's from Parallel Lines, and that is a terrific
as a genius song.
Piece of plastic.
You need that. And if...
you do need that.
I love a song that has a...
Kyle, listen to Parallel Lines.
Thank us.
Is that about Coke?
Ooh.
Ooh. Matt, brother. See, Matt's the druggie in this clan. He's the guy that knows about the tootski.
I love a song that starts with a cold open vocal.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Because I can imagine the singer saying, I'm a privacy, I'm in the, you know.
They have one of those little tuning pipes.
What's your opinion of Blondie?
Love them.
Do you like, but like, do you like deep album cuts too, or do you just like the singles? What's the deal?
I was deep into them. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I had all their albums.
What should I? I have their greatest hits, and then I have Parallel Lines. What would you recommend me buy next?
Eat to the Beat is essential.
Okay,
and then
what about Auto American?
Auto American's okay. It's like it's kind of a pastiche. They have like kind of like a, you know, they have that Tide Is High, and they have like a Beach Boys kind of sound.
Now, what's going to happen is the next time we record, I'm going to tell you that I have purchased every Blondie CD. But I'm going to try Eat to the Beat because that album cover makes me, every time I see it, I go, I want to buy this.
It's so fantastic. It's got Dreamin', Union City Blue.
Okay.
It's great. The Hardest Part. But then the two before that are great too. They're kind of punky records.
Their first two, Plastic Letters and just Blondie, yeah. Self-titled.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what about The Hunter?
that's where they done fell off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah, they
but then they came back.
Then they came back.
The fucking 90s or, yeah, that, the 2000s.
No Exit.
The Maria thing.
Maria was great, and then I didn't like the rest of the album. Maria,
no, it wasn't good.
Maria tricked me.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh my God.
One good song. That's all they had left.
How I felt.
There you go.
We'll agree to agree.
That's the rock solid listening guide to Blondie. Get all those.
You're next, buddy.
This is, we're all men of the world here. I think we could agree about that.
Oh, I don't. No. I am not a man of the world. Are you a man of the world, man?
I haven't been out of this country since we went to Vancouver like 4 years ago.
I mean,
Be that as it may.
I've been, where have you been, Gary? Have you been out of the country?
I've been to Canada. I've been to Mexico.
We're not men of the world. I'm going to put an end to this right now.
This song is going to make you realize you know even less about women than you think you do. That's what I was getting. I wasn't about traveling. It was more about, you know, ladies and stuff.
I'm not like that either.
I'm not like that either. I'm done.
You're talking to the two wrong guys.
Yeah.
Then you, believe me, you're going to find out you know even less after you hear this song.
How many ladies you been with, Gary?
What?
He did not like that question.
That is outrageous.
Order in the court.
Order in the court. Call. Where's Parliament? When you need
them. I object to the question about how many ladies you might have fornicated with.
More than you'd probably guess.
But I'm not guessing anything.
But less than I would have liked to.
I think we could all say that.
Yeah, I think it's always.
But so
I just got good at it about a year and a half ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. Practice.
My brother.
Head out to the driving range.
Take some swings.
This song is going to realize you don't know anything about women. And there's also there's a great phrase in here for going crazy that you probably never heard before.
Okay.
So like, listen for that. Matt, start this about 18 seconds in. This is Shirley Brown. It's a phone call from one woman to another. It's called Woman to Woman.
All righty.
Hello.
Hi.
May I speak to Barbara? Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning.
Oh, shit.
And I just happened to find your name and number.
What?
Busted.
So, woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from.
It's like the Real Housewives.
Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this. But whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me.
Oh, wow.
Come out of a bag on me.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine.
Oh, shit.
From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats.
He must be some kind of special guy.
Yeah, I make it possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than the cheating and everything.
I buy them.
She buys his clothes.
This is just
how he drives. This is just, I pay the note every month.
She pays his car payment.
The note.
So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman.
Anyway,
is that Aretha?
She's an amazing singer, Shirley Brown.
She sounds like Aretha.
She sounds a lot like Aretha, but
she's being awfully understanding about the situation.
Yeah.
Very calm,
especially because this is not the first number she's going to be calling today.
Yeah, exactly. And she has a chance to unload this jerk. that she has to like pay his car payment and buy his clothes and cook for him. But she's like strangely.
Oh, baby.
This is at the height of women's lib.
You know I didn't mean anything by it, baby.
1974.
You know you're the only one for me, baby.
This is offensive what you're doing.
I'm just talking in a deep voice.
I think he's trying
I'm offended. As a deep voiced individual, I'm offended by your.
You know.
What does that guy got?
I'll tell you what I got. I got the power of 69, my brother.
That sweet dick. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I apologize, Jennifer Pelkey, that your episode had to land right down smack on that.
You had to expect it.
The best number of all time.
Yep.
My brother.
All right, Pat, bring us back.
Well, we're going to go from, we went from some punky Blondie into some soulful Shirley
Brown.
And now we're going to hit some, we're going to hit some country.
All right.
This is Garth Brooks.
All right.
I think this is from the album In Pieces. And this fella, he met a lady on the road and he can't get her out of his mind. So he is going to call her in the town where she lives, which is Baton Rouge.
A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind.
Got laid.
Except to see not do a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I almost told Matt to turn it down. No, you could have. I was wrong.
Jesus Christ.
I was wrong.
I can't believe I had to hear 5 more seconds of that fiddle.
That was 1993, and he needs a handful of change. He's got to get him an outside line. I mean, how much wine did he drink the night before?
Garth Brooks, even in 93, was doing well enough that he could have had one of those like early cell phones.
Big cell phones.
Yeah, one of those big ones that you plug into the car lighter.
Yeah. And those Gordon Gekko jobs.
Put an antenna on top of the bus.
But
how great must that lady been in Baton Rouge?
You know what that means, right? In French, Baton Rouge.
What does that 69?
Red baton.
Red stick, my brother.
Red stick. He's got his red stick out, and he is ready to go. You know who else has a nice red stick? Tonto.
I'll say.
You know what Kiposami means?
What's that?
69, my brother.
In Comanche.
This is completely off the rails. We're never doing a night show again.
That's another hallmark of the phone song is getting the operator mixed up in your bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I'm just trying to work, sir. And yeah, no, you don't understand. She's a specialist girl.
I didn't even.
Don't say it.
No.
Okay, I'm not going to say.
It might be my play out.
All right. Okay. I won't say. Thank you, Matt.
Do you know, you've heard of a song called Walk Away, Renee?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
You think, well, those probably some one-hit wonders. They probably never had any other worthy songs. That is not right!
Whoa. Not even a chance to answer.
Sorry, I know. I was just trying to
jump in.
This is The Left Bank, and it's a little tune called She May Call You Up Tonight. It goes like this.
Faulty MP3.
It happens.
All to keep that girl away from you. But she may call you up tonight. Then what could I say that would sound right? Thoughts erase my mind.
I just want to hear some of these harmonies here for them. This kid's like 16 or something like that when he made this.
And if you go to iTunes, you can buy the complete recordings, 1966 to 69.
My brother?
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. Damn it. Yes. Stupid.
Gary was so excited.
Idiot. By The Left Bank for $11.99.
That's it?
Yep. That encompasses, how many songs is that? No one even cares. 26 songs for $11.99.
Oh my God.
That's a bargain. Walk Away Renee.
It's hard to say.
Pretty Ballerina.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yes.
That's nice. Like 69 cents a song, my brother.
Oh.
Ben, what's next, Ben?
Why did I turn into a hillbilly? That's 69.
Jam handy.
I jumped out of my playlist, so I don't know what's coming up, but I'm going to find it. Here we go. These are my boys. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about my boys, I mean my boys. No, this is a song called Long Distance.
Yes.
It was a bonus track on the Kinks State of Confusion LP. And let's hear a little of this from the Kinks, Long Distance.
Oops, I didn't cue it.
That's so. Okay, man. Cue it up to about 69 seconds.
Idiots.
Cool.
Did not. Wasn't aware of that. That's nice.
Oh, I did want to hear the second verse. We're fun cool.
Is good.
We're fine.
You said butts were cool.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Playing games with me.
A little confused tonight.
Oh, my God. This show is so off the rails.
This is crazy. Crazy train. Off the rails on this crazy train. I.
Right.
Well, you know, kids, back nowadays that we could call anybody anytime we want, from anywhere we want, wherever we're sitting.
Talking to someone right now.
Could you pay attention to the show?
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to talk to you. I find myself, oh, please, voicemail, pick up. Please let it be the voicemail. I don't really want to talk. I just want to get the voicemail. But back when you had to, like, get your handful of change in Baton Rouge and, you know, it was rare to find a phone, you would actually want to talk to the person.
That's true, yeah.
Could you imagine that, Kyle?
I can't.
That's what it used to be like back then. Sometimes they wouldn't be there and you would get the answering machine.
Uh-oh.
Matt. Replacements! Westerberg just torturing his guitar, just strangling it, squeezing those notes out of there.
They have a best of, right?
Yeah, they do. They have a couple of collections. You could really get the wrong one, so choose carefully.
What's the good one?
It's I think it's the one you got. I thought you bought that one with it's the one that has their twin tone material on it too. That's from their pre-major label days.
If I bought it, I didn't listen to it. So
why don't you listen to that?
I got to look for that thing.
Shh, Pat.
Kyle, find that when we get it.
Okay.
Go and find my CDs.
What's your next song?
My next song. I jumped out of my playlist again. There, I'm back.
Get back in there.
This is a lady.
Yeah.
Much like Blondie's a lady.
All right.
She likes to do some dirty things. No. This is her name's Shelby Lynn.
Okay.
And this song is flat out right down the line called Telephone.
All right.
Cue that up to about 16 for me, Matt, won't you?
I'm sorry I ever called. Should have never. Ever, ever picked up the phone. Should've forgot your number. It's turned into a scary dream. I never wanted that at all. I never really thought you would answer. Now it's a big blown up thing. I wish you hadn't been at home when the telephone rang.
We've all had that feeling too, right?
Yep.
You said it.
You call someone and you want, sometimes you want the answering machine though, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we have texting now. Yeah. You don't want to get into a big long thing with some bitches.
I always want to like Shelby Lynn more than I do. I don't know what my block is.
Yeah, I don't.
That was nice. I've never really given her a chance.
I just was, when I was looking for songs, I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's anything out there that I haven't heard. And I went to the iTunes store and typed in
Telephone.
And I was like, oh, Shelby Lynn, let me hear that. And I did like the song. So I'm like, well, it was purchase and play.
A voyage of discovery for you.
Yeah. So now, that's from an album called Identity Crisis.
Now you can write it off your taxes.
That's right. $1.29.
All right, my brother.
What? It wasn't 99 cents?
Oh, 69, my brother. I don't know. Some songs are $1.29.
Yeah, but that one shouldn't be.
Well, now I want to find out.
Fuck.
While you look for that, I'll play my last song.
Yeah.
This is a group that I always wish to play more, and this is a great title. It's the great band X and The Phone's Off the Hook. Your phone's off the hook, but you're not.
Yes.
Pat, it's all up to you, man. Put a cap on this.
X might be too punk for me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why I've never got into them.
Well, they might slow it down a little bit for you in later albums. That's like some early
and,
stuff.
And I know the members. It's Billy Zoom.
Sure.
It's John Doe.
You got it.
It's Xena Cervenka or something.
Xena Cervenka, sure.
Who's the drummer?
DJ Bonebreak.
All right, there you go.
Awesome. That's
right. Yeah,
awesome.
All right.
I saw them open for Pearl Jam at the Forum.
Oh, that was recently, right?
No. This was like in the late 90s.
Were they awesome?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a fan, but I didn't know it. You know, I didn't really know them, but yeah, it was good.
She has a son with Viggo Mortensen.
That's it.
Mortensen. How do you say his name?
Mortensen.
Mortensen. I call him Mortensian.
That's fine.
So yeah, they and you know if they have a son together, they definitely did a 69.
More than likely.
That's how you get pregnant.
My brother.
Education.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. I don't know what my and then Matt, you're gonna have a play out song after this. I don't know what my obsession is. I'm gonna thank you right now, Matt. Thanks for being here late.
You're
night.
Welcome. Yeah.
I know you're coming off a couple of Bear Down podcasts.
Just one.
Just one, but it felt like two or three. Like 17 guys walked out of this room.
There's
four mics, 80 guys. I don't know what you guys were laying down some tracks, right? You guys were singing that backup to "I Want to Know What Love Is."
Mm-hmm.
It's 17 guys around a mic.
Oh yeah, that's how we do it.
Super Bowl shuffle style.
I don't know what my obsession is with solo Mick Jagger.
This might be, you might play this more than anything else, and you play a lot of Cheap Trick.
I play a lot of Mick Jagger solo, but this is from a highly underrated album called Goddess in the Doorway, and this is a song, Don't Call Me Up.
All right.
But I can't throw my life away. I can't give the game away. And you just wandered off the stage. Left me dealing with the pain. So don't call me up. Oh, you wanna cry, 'cause I might let you down.
Thank you, Mr. Jagger.
Nice.
I love Mick Jagger. I love it.
I'm so geeked up for that movie, that Crossfire Hurricane.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
It's going to be great. I wish I was watching it right now.
It's going to cover the whole period, right?
Whole damn thing.
The 50 years of Stones.
I think mostly like their early to satanic period. That's what I'm hoping.
I heard it's mostly about the Whoopi Goldberg movie, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
What? Oh, no, man.
Well,
they spend like 90 minutes talking about how they inspired that movie.
That's so disappointing.
It's weird that they would.
So excited. Oh, and by the way, the Shelby Lynn song, $1.29.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Highway robbery.
I know what you pay for. Matt, anything to play us out with?
Yeah, I got something that occurred to me as soon as we started the show. Although I will say that it's funny that that Blondie has two. Although the first one, the one we actually played, is not theirs originally, but like they have two very quintessential
telephone songs.
There's "Call Me" that we didn't play, which would be a go-to. Were it not for the boys from Beantown. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Yeah.
And don't forget Little Ralphie Tresvant.
Yes.
I'm talking about New Edition.
You know it.
And this is like, for my generation, I do feel like this is the ultimate telephone song. Yeah. It just doesn't get better than this.
This is the telephone
song. This is, if you don't get the operator involved in your bullshit, you get the repairman.
This is one level beyond
by
that.
By the way, this isn't the song I was going to say, Operator by Jim Croce.
Oh, okay.
Didn't think of that one.
My first favorite song ever.
Well, let's thank Jennifer Pelkey. Let's thank Gary Lucy. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Kyle's in the house.
Write a review on iTunes, but don't review this show per se, but just an overall impression.
Yeah. Don't focus in on what happens at 10:30 at night.
And Matt, thank you. Play us out.
Here we go. It's muted.
Terrific.
Kyle, stay out of it.
Damn it.
Oh, this is a horrible copy. This is off somebody's television. Oh, fuck this.
Let it play.
Let me try again.
Go to the iTunes store and just play their clip.
No, I want the fucking real thing.
Keep looking.
Here we go.
She said, hello.